This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, Georgia Ireland.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thank you for that. I have some audio here.
Right.
And I want you not to laugh during it.
This is the very serious topic that we're about to discuss.
Very, very serious. And you listening, please.
So if you could take your cue from us, we are professional broadcasters.
Yes.
This is very serious. We can't emphasise this enough, even though I don't actually know what it is.
If anybody finds this funny, then you're a horrible human being.
Horrible.
This has just come up in my news feed, and it's a true story about a woman who woke up with a different accent.
Amazing. Which one?
Well, I'll let you hear it.
Okay.
So this is from the BBC.
Right.
Okay, so it must be true.
Reputable.
Yeah.
Sarah has spent most of her life in Plymouth and had the accent to match.
All right, my lover.
Recently.
Yeah.
3.5 years ago, she was rushed into hospital with a migraine, which left her with a voice she didn't recognise.
I have not actually heard my voice in a conversation for nearly 3 years now.
She's got a Chinese accent.
Her initial response upon hearing how she used to sound from a bank telephone recording was to long for her old accent to return.
Yeah, I'm not actually ringing about my policy, though. I'm ringing for a quote. Do you still want my policy number?
She's got an English accent,
no,
right?
But I feel like I want to say, oh, she make a good speak. She speak a good.
Stop, this is not funny.
Good morning.
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 Morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go.
Hi.
Morning, how are you?
I'm all right. George is all right.
You told us to not laugh and you are laughing.
I know, I know.
I laugh because you're laughing.
No, don't, oi, don't blame it onto us. Okay, that was a really serious story.
I can hear you.
Oh man, can you imagine waking up with a Chinese accent?
Oh my God, is that Chinese? It's Italian.
Do you know what your karma's going to be? One day you're going to get stuck on the Major Lazer accent. That's going to be it.
Oh, Major Lazer. Who are you?
My name is Hanan Hussaini.
Hello. Yeah.
Right. You are very awake.
Yeah, too awake for us. Come on. Billy Joel hasn't released an album since River of Dreams.
Bummer.
In 1993. And he, frankly, George, isn't all that interested in where pop music is these days. And he also says his standards are so high, like this radio show, the writing songs has become excruciating. Quote, I turn into a caveman, walk around kicking things. He might have come out of his creative hibernation to work with somebody who's a little more current. You know who that person is?
No, I don't, but I really want to.
Billy told the papers that he and Pink recently got together to, quote, throw around some ideas.
Just chuck around some ideas, yeah.
And he said he had a good time, but he doesn't know what will come of it. He also said that when he first met Pink, he nearly had a
heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough now.
Thank you.
That's going on a long time.
We're here all week.
Get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
I'm very well. I'm very well. Feeling good.
Feeling good.
Yep.
Yeah, really? Because you sent me a message last night saying that you were very, very sick.
Yeah, I was very sick, but I sent that I feel good right now.
You ignored us yesterday. We were trying to call you.
I was sleeping. I was in a dead sleep and my phone was on silent.
Listen to him.
And in the morning, 9:30, I woke up and I saw that three missed call from High FM studio. I
that
supposed
was
to call back, but no.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
What was wrong then? You have like a 24-hour very sickness bug.
Like I have a massive headache.
Oh, like a migraine?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. If you really had a migraine, you'd be gone for 3 days.
But
don't agree with it.
Doctor said that, yeah.
It's an own goal.
Yeah. The same doctor said that. It lasts for almost 4 hours, you know. It was a continuous.
How?
Did you take any pills for it?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, listen.
Maybe. It's all very vague.
Got some good news for you.
Yeah.
We're back at number one on the podcast chart.
Woo!
And also, there's a person on my Facebook that says, a guy called Doj Singh. And Doj says, the only reason why I listen to the podcast is for him.
Huh?
It's for Jish.
That's the George, only reason. Why are you not happy?
Whatever, it's all numbers, we need it.
Should we put this in the podcast as well?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Treat yourself.
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I apologise.
Oh, sorry.
We've got that Thursday feeling.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday. What day is it today? Monday. It's Monday today, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Sorry,
did you
think?
Oh.
Why
would you going, chuh, chuh. It's a Tuesday.
It's Monday.
We could just keep saying it's Tuesday.
That was not fair.
No, it's not.
No, that would only be better if it was Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. Hope your Wednesday's going well.
Harsh.
Don't worry, we'll soon fix that. What are you doing this Wednesday?
How's your Wednesday
How's
going?
Your Wednesday? Hump Day Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Before we went down this road,
yeah.
I was going to say, I've got a new hero.
Who's your new hero, George?
So, this man, legend.
Yeah.
In Sydney, he went to a McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
I've done this before,
yeah.
In a car and on foot.
Yeah.
That's nice. This man, whoo-hoo, whole different league.
Okay.
In his chopper.
In his chopper?
In his chopper, mate.
Actual helicopter,
yeah.
Chopper.
He landed his helicopter,
yeah.
Next to McDonald's, left the engine running.
He did that to keep the aircon going.
Yeah.
It's a bit hot.
Went off, got his food, got back in, off he went.
That's
and then
right.
When he got home,
yeah.
Parked next to his twin cab ute.
Oh, mate! Did he have chooks? Was his wife called Pippa?
Pippa!
You have change! Seems today that all you hear are people on the air who are just plain weird. So we're here to repeat those ridiculous values on which you listeners thrive. Lucky there's this morning show, guys. Lucky there's a show that makes jokes and lots of wisecracks while you're fighting traffic during your lovely drive. Meet the morning guys. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so serious news.
Serious ninja news.
Don't start like that.
What?
This is serious ninja news.
Right.
Did you know there are real ninjas?
Yes.
And these days, they mostly just perform shows for tourists in Japan.
But it's a bit like Chuck Norris. It's a real thing, the ninja.
Why are you doing this? I'm trying
to
do...
No, genuinely, because Chuck Norris to me is a myth, but he's an actual man, and
yeah.
It's the same with ninjas. What?
Nothing. Ninjas are still around. Unfortunately, George, there's a serious problem, because lots of tourists want to see ninjas in these ninja shows in Japan.
Right.
But Japan is suffering from a serious ninja shortage.
Is this due to lack of training? Are people not going into
well,
this as a profession?
Yes, because it takes a lot of training to become a ninja, as you know.
I don't talk about it, though.
In everything from acrobatics to weapons combat... And as George knows, because she became a radio presenter, the pay isn't that great.
For being a ninja?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, see, I've tried both. Actually, this whole I fell over and broke my ankle thing, we all know that's not true.
Was that a reverse roundhouse you were doing?
That's ninja stuff. We don't talk about it. Don't laugh at me. You were saying how serious it is. You've no idea what's involved in the training, Banks, because you haven't done it. Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning
show. Here's what you missed! This is High FM. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
All right.
I have a list of five common words that people mispronounce all the time.
Five medium words rather than big words.
And I'm going to give them to you right now. I have your own printout over there.
There you go. Oh, I've got a handout.
Quiet in the back, please.
Is this like a test?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Sure.
There is a chance that you have gone your life pronouncing at least one of these wrong.
How dare you?
Okay, shall we go for the first one then? How do you pronounce that?
Mischievous.
Mischievous, you yeah. Pronounce it. Not mischievous.
No.
It actually has three syllables, not four, and it actually is pronounced...
Mischievous.
Mischievous. So you've been pronouncing that wrong.
No, that's a regional accent thing.
No, mischievous.
Yeah, I'm right.
You're not right.
I am right.
You're not mischievous right. Is incorrect.
Mischievous.
All right, let's go for the next one.
Espresso.
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 Not espresso.
No, there's no X in it.
There's no X in there. And the next one on your list?
Prerogative.
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 Thank you.
Prerogative.
That's not what you said.
It is what I said.
I'm going to rewind the tape later.
Fine.
Okay, next one, please.
Asterisk.
Asterisk, yeah.
Asterisk.
Not asterix.
No.
A lot of people say that.
That's the little French dude for the cartoon.
That is, yeah.
I like it.
Asterisk.
And the last one.
A dumb one. Triathlon.
Triathlon. Almost everyone pronounces four syllables. Triathlon. It's not. Is triathlon.
Triathlon.
Triathlon. All right.
5 points to me.
Well.
Yep. Smashed it.
Hello, how you fam?
Good morning to you.
Morning, Robin. Morning, George.
Morning. Who's
morning.
That?
Yeah, it's Andy Smallpage. Listen, you're going on about mispronunciation.
Okay.
Yeah, when you talk about Omani reals, you call them reals.
Reals. Okay, so that's me.
Yeah, right. That bugs me.
Why did it take you till now to call up and tell me that?
Because I'm always busy in the morning, dropping kids at school and whatever. I've got a bit of time on my hands this morning.
A bit of time on his hands.
Right. Well, you got a bit of time on your hands? We haven't had any breakfast, so yeah. I don't know, just, you know, put it out there.
You obviously don't get up early enough.
Oh, I hate you. I hate this guy. Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Robin
Banks and George Ryland. On High FM. This is Robin Banks. It's High FM. George Ryland.
Darling.
And Jishnu Ram.
Hello.
The engineer. Who's just waved there. Hello.
I love it when he waves.
Yeah. I have a funny question for you guys.
You have a funny question.
Yeah, I think you know that. But yesterday I read that and I laughed a lot.
Great.
I heard a bit.
You heard a bit?
Yeah.
Was it a radio bit?
No, not a radio bit. It's a Facebook bit.
You heard a Facebook bit.
So I'm going to ask you that question. So there are 30 cows in a field.
30 cows?
Yeah.
Okay.
And 28 chicken.
Right.
How many didn't?
How many what?
How many didn't?
How many what?
How many didn't?
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 That's what she said.
I don't know what that didn't.
How many didn't?
Didn't what?
How many didn't? That's a funny question. Just guess.
What am I missing?
How many didn't?
How many?
That's not a word. Didn't they?
What? What? I said chicken and cows.
Okay, guys, you please guess. I'll answer later.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
It's a hook and tease.
Oh, my days. Gonna make you giggle, baby, don't you know? We know it's early morning, you'll get through it with this show. We've got your music, news, and weather, so just stay real close. It's your favorite station, baby, on radio. Okay, we still haven't got it.
Okay.
Jish is here.
I just can't get my head around this at all. 30 cows in a field.
Jish, can you just recap? You've left us with this.
I'll tell you. There are 30 cows in a field.
30 right. cows in a field.
And 28 chicken.
28 chicken.
Okay. How many didn't?
How many didn't what? Do you get this?
No. I told you, this is a funny question. Okay. It's a funny question. Okay, I'll tell you the answer.
Okay.
You laugh a lot, I'll tell you.
I'm better.
There are 30 cows.
Yep.
And 28 chicken. Not 28. Not numeric 28. 28 chicken.
Oh, 28
chicken.
28 chicken.
Oh!
How many did it? 10. Answer is 10. I was laughing a lot yesterday.
Oh, it was your setup that was the best.
What was that?
Oh, that wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. Man. You're a superstar.
Oh, thank you. You'll be number one, I'm sure.
That's out of the podcast chart now. It's like unsubscribe to that. Robin Banks
and George Ryland. Now that this is High FM. Just reading a listicle here.
Oh, yeah?
Random facts that will freak you out.
Are there 5 of them?
No, 17. I'm not going to go through all of them, but it starts strong. I mean, really strong. Number one, the average person walks past at least 16 murderers in their lifetime.
Oh, wow. Well, do you know, I often, when I'm on like public transport, I'll pass the time by wondering what that person does that's beside me or in front of me.
Sort of like you've seen Unbreakable, haven't you?
Yes.
And Bruce Willis, when he touches someone, he can see what they've done.
Oh, how freaky is that?
I wouldn't want that.
Here, touch me. Oh, George! Jishnu Ram, the engineer's here.
Hello.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, very well.
You're just wiping sleep from your eyes. Are you tired?
No.
You are. You're tired.
Liar.
If you are one of the many, many people who wake up feeling like angry death in the morning,
hi!
This here is for you.
Okay.
A new survey asked people for the specific things that make them hate life in the mornings.
Yeah, and number four.
Here are the top ten.
Right, okay. Let's do it.
Number 10 doesn't affect us. In fact, this is one of the good things about getting up in the morning, as early as we do. Mm-hmm. A bad commute to work. I would hate that.
Yeah.
I would hate to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Being on public transport. That's
on public transport and stuck in traffic. Number 9, sleeping through your alarm.
Hello there.
How many alarms do you have, Jish?
Right now, four.
Four.
Yep. Same.
Yeah, I've got six. I've added one.
Yeah.
Number 8, thinking it's the weekend but realising it's not in the morning.
Oh.
So many times that happens. Number 7, knowing you've got a busy or tough day ahead, which is not right for Jish because he just does nothing. Why are you laughing at that? It's true.
Yeah, right.
Number 6, not wanting to go to work.
No.
No, oh, shut up. You're just saying that.
Allowed because... to work.
Really?
Why can't you still laugh?
Really? Number 5, waking up but still feeling tired.
What's it like not to?
I know. Number 4, something we don't have here, bad weather.
Yeah, that does make a difference.
Getting outside your front door and just feeling that heat coming on. Number 3, waking up earlier than you need to. Oh, man, that's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you wake up and it says 3:30 and you're like, you are kidding me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Number 2, of the top reasons people hate life in the morning, stress. We don't have any stress. Do we?
No.
Everything's fine.
And number 1, what do you think number 1 is? The number 1 reason people hate life in the morning.
Too early.
Well, having a bad night's sleep is number 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you can't Definitely. Get sleep. Yeah. Or when your body is really tired and you're really, really tired... And you're going, but I'm tired, but I just can't sleep.
This is exactly what I had my afternoon nap yesterday.
Yeah.
Exhausted, lay down, and my brain went...
Your brain's like a little meerkat. Well, I'm still awake. I'm still awake.
Hello.
Here I am.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks.
I was thinking, after all this, you know, reasons why getting up in the morning is horrible.
Yeah.
What we need to do to combat this
is
make Drive the biggest show. So more listeners than Breakfast.
4 till 7.
Yes.
Because traditionally, Breakfast show is the biggest listener.
Always. Yeah. Always. Around the world. So we need to train the world.
Yeah.
Bear with to listen more to Drive.
Yeah.
Then we can boot off to Boy Everton, make him even angrier by making him get up.
Yeah.
And we don't have to get up anymore.
Because Kathy, I know when Kathy fills in the Breakfast show.
Oh, she loves it.
She really loves it. She
really does. Yeah.
She was saying when we're off, and she went, "You're not going to put me on Breakfast, are you?" And she was going, I hate it. I just hate it.
Do that thing that she did again.
Oh, yeah, that.
Don't say the words.
She slams both hands down on the table and the head goes in the hands and she goes, oh, no.
That's not quite what she says.
It's not at all what she says.
Hello. Yeah, it's Kathy Douglas here. Yeah, I've been listening, and to be honest with you, I'm really fed up. I've had it up to the teeth of you two talking about me behind my back when I'm not even on the radio or in the radio station. It is not true. None of it is true. You know, I really love getting up in the morning really early. In fact, the earlier the better. 4 a.m., 4:15 a.m, an absolute piece of cake. And I can't wait till I cover the Breakfast Show the next time. Seriously. Do you think they'll believe that?
Yeah, I think so. I think you nailed it.
Fab. Caught up in your
show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Nice.
It's High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi. Morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes, you are.
And it's horoscope time.
Horoscope time! What about him? You didn't introduce Jish.
No, I was just about to come on to that.
Oh, okay.
You made me look a fool.
Oh, sorry.
No, I apologise to you.
No, that's okay.
Well, it's not okay.
Now
it's Jish is standing
awkward.
There.
So awkward. What we'll do is we'll do your horoscope first, Jish.
My horoscope? Yes. I don't believe in horoscope, but okay.
Well, let's just see her. We'll come back to this tomorrow.
Okay.
What's your star sign?
Gemini.
This is the same as me.
You are also Gemini?
Yes.
Oh, look at you two. Ooh, you're awesome. Yeah, but you don't believe in it. So why are you getting all...
No, if it is good, then you're okay.
So you believe in it if it's good?
Same.
Let's see.
Here we go then.
Right, here we go now.
Your relationships with others, especially with women, will be most harmonious this coming week.
That's a lie. You know that.
Absolutely. This is a good time to effect subtle changes in your social life.
Ooh, geez.
This is also a good time to accomplish any project that has been shoved to the side.
That's everything.
There is a strong wish to make your surroundings as pleasant as possible.
Wow.
And your unique and unusual qualities are showing.
Unique and unusual.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'm Aries.
Aries.
Many little chores today will go smoothly.
No! Shut up!
You may even want to include young people in your project and pay them money for the amount of work they accomplish. This is a great time to be with others in an atmosphere of work or play.
No way.
You will find that you are valued for your ability to get things organised and completed. This is not
what
a good time to try out new things. So no Ehab.
Is that it then?
That's it.
There you go. It's horoscope time.
It's going to be quite the day.
Yeah. For Jish.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that at all?
No.
Yeah. So still no luck with the ladies today.
That's right. Don't believe it.
I don't believe it. Here we go. Wake up. Wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Can you roll your R's?
Clearly not. I don't understand how you do it. I've never been able to.
No. No.
I don't know what you're doing. I can't replicate that. You can keep making the sound, but I don't know how you're doing it.
I'm showing you my mouth.
I can't see in your mouth.
Look.
See my tongue? Behind your teeth.
Yeah. No, behind your teeth. Roof of your mouth. Roof of your mouth. And you're kind of tickling the roof of your mouth. No, your guy goes like that. Roll your R's, George Ryland. George Ryland.
No, the irony. You're being very unfair right now.
Just keep trying.
I'm just trying to think of anything that I can do that you can't. One eyebrow.
Go. No, you're not doing one eyebrow. No, you're not doing it.
You're just saying that because you're on the radio and I can't prove it.
I am.
I'm getting on Instagram.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi, FM.
What's this all about? It says keep your phone at a distance. This is a message, by the way.
Right.
WhatsApp 79010959. Keep your phone at a distance because the sneeze comes out of the phone right at you. And there's a video. Like, oh, I don't want to play this video.
No, it doesn't sound pleasant.
No, I think I know.
Do
what's
it
going.
Though, because it's nearer to you than me.
Okay, and so you, George can't see this. So I'm the one that's going to get disgusted by this. There's a.
Can
video.
I hop round and look? I really want to see this.
Well, okay.
Okay. Bear with, Paula.
Yeah, sure. I'll just sing a quick song while you get round here. A million green bottles. To the hop. All right, George is now behind me. All right, I'm going to roll this video. Here we go. Oh, I know what's going to happen. He's...
I'm out.
Oh.
Oh, it's not worth the hopping.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. High FM.
Oh, George.
What?
I've just made tea, okay?
Right. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is I just splashed myself.
Oh, have you done it again? Oh, you cannot leave this radio station until that is dried.
Oh, I got a text.
Oh, that is not professional. It's all loud in the studio.
Yeah, it's the only way to have it.
Then you've got to read it out. I'm going to be like a teacher here.
Okay. It is from...
Is it from Merez?
It's from Boring Merez.
It is.
Boring.
Robin Banks. Warning. Connection between brain and mouth has been terminated.
Waffa from Hallis here.
Waffa.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So happy this morning because this is my last day and I will, inshallah, be in... Yeah, really?
Yeah, but what do
I'm
you...
I'm leaving.
You should... Are you leaving forever?
No, not forever. Inshallah, I'll be back. I don't know.
You shouldn't be saying that on the radio.
So you're just leaving your show and you might be back at some point in the future. Yeah, what are you doing, Waffa?
Are you saying on Hala, on your show, I'm really happy I'm leaving?
No, I'm leaving. I told them.
Oh, yeah.
Yalla, this is my last day. See you soon, inshallah.
Bye.
After Ramadan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
After Ramadan.
Yeah, why?
That's like years away.
That's quite a long time.
Wow.
Just maybe, no, it's less than a month.
Less than,
it's not. Less than a month.
That's like seven weeks you've got off.
No, they are just 2 weeks. Not really, it's
What's
weeks.
Happening to her this morning? Are you all right? Are you feeling
I'm
okay?
I'm happy because this is last day.
Look at her, she's bouncing
I wanna
around.
I want to take a break, you know? I want to go some I just want to go away.
Where are you going?
What you're saying is you just don't want to get up in the morning.
Yeah. Is it us? You don't want to see us.
No, please. Oh, then we'll come with you. We'll come with you.
I will miss you guys, really.
But... No need, we're coming along.
Yalla, come.
Come.
Nice. We all have to take
care of party
and halas.
We're going to VW
close
camper
IFM,
van. Just close them. Close them.
What is it? Mentioned to Ehab the 7 weeks leave we have.
Ehab. What? Where are they gone? Rawr! There's flames coming from the phone and Snapchat. You know he's always on that.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi FM.
This is Hi FM. Ryland's over there. What are you doing?
I had my headphones on the way round. I just couldn't bear it. I'm so OCD.
Ram is there.
Hello.
Banks here. Right, your willpower is strongest in the morning.
Sure.
When your mind and body are fresh.
Fresh.
And according to a recent study, successful people all try to do the same 11 things before breakfast, which is why Jish is here, because he's a very successful engineer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Not every item, every day, but you'll get the idea, okay? So I'm going to go through these and you tell me whether you do it. Right, yeah. Okay, here we go. Number 11, read the news.
Yeah.
Do you really?
No.
What was that? No, I'm lying.
Number 10, check your email.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do that.
Well, I don't actually have breakfast till about 11 a.m.
No,
so.
I have breakfast.
What time do you have breakfast though, Jish?
Yeah, but hang on, this is a list of before breakfast, guys. You can't say, well, I do that after breakfast. This is before breakfast.
No, I'm not.
Right. Number 9, plan and strategize.
At no point during the day does that happen?
No.
No.
Oh, that's... You really should at some point. Okay.
Number 8, write down things to be thankful for.
I haven't done that for a while, but I've been meaning to get back to it. I have got a special diary for that.
No.
No. Number 7, meditate.
No.
No.
No. Number 6, network over coffee.
No.
No.
Don't drink coffee.
No. Number 5, spend time with a family.
Nope.
Nope.
No. Number 4, work on a personal passion project. Because if you wait until after work, you'll rarely have the energy to do something creative, even if it means a lot for you. So something personal.
Nope.
No.
No.
No. Number 3, work on an important business project.
Nope.
No.
No.
No. We're not doing too well here, guys.
But I am successful. See, no.
Number 2, exercise before it gets squeezed out by the rest of the day's activities.
I would say yes, because going on my crutches first thing in the morning feels like a really hardcore workout.
Yeah, but you have to.
It's not the point, Banks.
It's not the point, all right? So one
I used to. I'm not doing right now.
Not doing it.
How are the guns?
Yeah.
Very well, yeah.
Yeah. She's showing his muscles to the microphone right now. And number 1, wake up early because it's the only way to get a head start and get time for yourself. So wake up earlier than you have to. No.
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 No. I still maintain we are an incredibly successful team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Hi, FM.
Turn it up.
Lovely Marlon's here.
Woo-hoo.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, do you know where I can get a watch battery?
That's the... watch, please.
Is there one here?
Yeah.
In the mall?
Yes.
Just over there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Behind the perfume shop.
Why are you taking a picture of lovely Mallet?
Because Mallet needs to go on her Insta because she hasn't yet.
Has she not?
No.
Have you not been on the Instagram?
No.
Okay, well, why wasn't I in that shop? I want to be in the shop.
Right, yes.
Shall I come round?
Yalla.
Okay.
What about the classic headphone shops?
Oh yeah, I need my headphones.
Just unplug them.
You can take these.
I don't want to borrow your headphone.
Right, come on now.
Right, okay, here we go. Oh, I look silly. I look stupid.
I look like I've never owned a hairbrush.
Oh, my God. If you're on Instagram, then I apologise for that. I really do.
I just want to talk about the podcast, the latest one that I was in.
The one that you were in?
Yeah.
So your latest podcast.
What bit?
Talking about surgical masks.
Oh. Don't explain why, but Malib came in with his surgical mask on.
Yes.
And we got her on the air, and all you could like that.
It turns out she's got a lot of them at home.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. Hashtag just saying.
Yeah. So download the podcast, you'll find out.
Yes.
Oh, you all right?
I'm all right, thanks. Just having a yawn.
I do like a nice yawn.
Every now and then, this one, it doesn't quite sort of...
Oh, yeah.
It's like half a yawn. That's really frustrating.
It registers about 7.
Yes,
you think,
on the yawn scale.
And you try and have a stretch with it as well.
Yeah.
It just
can't
doesn't...
quite...
Yeah, that, yeah, no, right. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hello, it's your breakfast show here.
And breaking news.
Breaking news.
There's another celeb who wants to run for president.
Is this serious, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he says it is, and I wouldn't argue with him, frankly. He's quite the gun show on this man.
Who is it?
He's got a new film out. Yeah, a lot of time on the beach.
Ah, is it The Rock?
It is The Rock!
I love The Rock.
Looks a lot like Dwayne Johnson.
Robin Banks.
Can somebody say, hey, let's be positive?
That's IFM, Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen the messages?
Not recently, no.
Have a look. You'll know the one that I'm talking about.
Okay. 79010959.
I can't believe we've been asked this. It starts, by the way.
The one that says, by the... Oh, right. Okay, I've got it. 731. By the way, my son was asking if you and your colleague are a married couple because you seem to get along very well. Oh, God! Yes, we are. You've got to get...
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
That's one way to put it. I've got others, but carry on.
There is a new study out of Queensland in Australia.
Pippa!
Twin cab you!
Found that you can use a woman's clothes to get a pretty accurate gauge of her mood.
It's really interesting you say that, because you know what else you can use?
Here we go.
Asking her! Ugh.
Here are 4 things women wear when they're happy.
Right.
Number 4, bright coloured things.
I love it. How do I know what mood I'm going to be in, though, when I get dressed in the morning?
Number 3, dresses.
Right.
Number 2, their favourite shoes. Or shoe.
That was coming. Oh, new shoe. Hashtag them's the breaks.
And number 1, hats. So if lady's got a hat on, she's in a fantastic mood.
Actually, it might just be a baseball cap because she doesn't wash her hair in a few days.
Here are 2 things women wear when they're unhappy. Number 2, baggy shirts. Number 1, jeans.
So the world is just full of unhappy women, judging by jeans, then.
What does it say about me when I actually buy jeans and baggy shirts for my wife?
Oh, you are a treat. Just a lucky lady.
A very lucky lady.
Oh, men.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM, Oman.
This is Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
Good morning.
Jishnu Ram's here.
Hello.
Hello.
Why have you breezed in?
I heard that you got a joke.
So you've come to set me up even more as well.
George's got a funny.
I still think it's funny.
Okay, here we go. Okay. This is George Ryland and her gag, which she hasn't told me, Jish.
Mm-hmm.
She was about to tell me, and then she stopped, and she just lost it herself. Which she's doing now. She's thinking of her joke right now. Okay, here we go. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners to High FM, old and new, this is George Ryland, and this is her joke. Here we go.
So last night, I went to a comedy and philosophy convention. I laughed more than I thought. That's funny. It's funny. I can't stop laughing at that. Oh, you guys are missing out. You're doing yourselves a disservice by refusing to laugh.
1, 2, 3, ha!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the
one to wake up with
High FM.
When you said about me ruling the world,
yeah.
No, probably about it, I thought you'd found out about my interview.
Oh, what interview's that?
Well, I thought maybe the boss had been asked for a reference or something.
Well, no, I haven't heard. And you know, I would hear about stuff like that.
Well, this, to be fair...
Are you leaving us?
Quite on the down low.
Okay.
I'm going to try and stay and do this on the side, but it's going to mean a lot of commuting.
On the side?
On the side.
How can you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and hold down a proper job in the real world and still do this?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to have to find a way, but I'm needed. So they're down to the final stages of this now.
Okay.
And I've always wanted the jacket that comes with this job.
The jacket?
The jacket.
Okay.
I mean, I think basically what they're going to do is they're going to do all the interviews, and then they're going to call me and just say, look, can you come and start?
Man, I've got to sit down for this.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing this to the table. This
no,
is good
it's
of
fine.
You.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of stuff that I can't talk about.
Okay.
But...
However.
I am going to pretty much rule the world. Yeah.
Yeah?
And on the back of my jacket, FBI.
FBI? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, are you going to elaborate some more?
Well, they need a new director, don't they?
You idiot.
Can you imagine anyone less qualified?
Oh boy.
Good times. Weekday mornings. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Woo! The time.